News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland's Energy Balance Report shows some progress on our emissions reductions, but not enough yet has been done to meet our carbon budgets. And Margie McCarthy, Director of Research and Policy Insights with the SEAI, joins us this morning. This Energy Balance Report, I suppose, summarise it for us if you would, Margie. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ciara, and thanks for having the energy balance focused this morning. It's really important because it's the definitive record of how we source the fuels to meet our energy needs and where we use it. And as you said, 2023 is a story of real progress, but not yet success. So I know the Olympics is really live in people's minds at the moment. So if you think about it, Ireland is certainly at the Olympics and setting personal bests, but probably in the earlier heats rather than in the final or okay. In the medals running.
This is very helpful for me understanding where we're at. Okay, so we're running. We may not be in the final, but or even in the medals, but we're at the races as it were. So where are we good and where are we falling down?
Yeah, so we've real progress in 2023 and we have indicative then results for the first half of 24. So we broke records for the amount of renewable energy that we're using across how we heat our homes and businesses and our electricity needs and in transport. And we also reached the lowest level, I know people have heard, the lowest level of energy related emissions in 30 years. So by almost 8%, we reduced our emissions. And that was driven by those renewables and also by an increase in electricity imports from our interconnection with the UK. So that really drove our electricity emissions down.
Okay.
So really good progress. But I suppose what we do need to note is we are still over 80% reliable on fossil fuels for energy use in Ireland. So we've a long journey to go yet, and we can't, I suppose, become complacent. What we've seen in 23 is good signals.
Okay.
But we've a lot of work to do.
So loads of good stuff about wind and solar and all that, but still far too much fossil. What about what we're using? You know, yesterday we were discussing data centres, for example, on the show. Are there issues around how we're, I suppose, using our energy currently? We're also going to be talking later on the show about the fact that there's been a slump in the sales of electric vehicles. EVs are falling off the charts in terms of sales. So what do you make of those sort of that side of things?
Sure. So electricity, which is where data centres will play out, the emissions were down by 20% in 2023, which is an excellent story. And as I said, that's because of imported energy from the UK and a really record year for wind and solar generation. But we have to be conscious as well that we had a significant increase, We had an increase in demand for electricity. And about 80% of that demand came from data centers. So really what we're seeing is that the demand is increasing faster than the pace at which we can provide renewable generation to the system. And we have to see the reverse happening. We really need to see renewables outpacing any demand increase, because otherwise what we're doing is we're using our increased renewable capacity to just meet increased demand rather than deal with
this
the fossil.
Is really interesting, because we had a debate yesterday on the show whether or not we need to kind of curb, I suppose, data centres, or whether we need to ratchet up the grid. And does the SEAI have a view on that? If we were able to, I suppose, get much, much more renewable energy quite quickly, would all be right with the world at that point?
It's really a timing question for sure, Ciara. Once we have renewables on the system, then we should be able to deal with a greener demand increase. And then we could use things like data centres to capture waste heat to try and meet our heat needs in homes. That's a really great way to use waste heat from data centres. But the most important thing is that we're ensuring that we have renewable generation in Ireland that's eliminating fossil fuels
from
our system.
That should be the focus. Look, thank you very much for joining us on that this morning. That is Margie McCarthy there from the SEAI. Doing well on the renewables front, Shane, but I suppose more to be done.
A lot done, a lot more to do.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.